Stratus Boats has been in the marketplace for a long, long time, and with me today is Gary Klaus, the president of Stratus Boats. And Gary, I guess the first thing is, let's talk a little bit about history. You guys have been doing this for a long time.
Well, we have. Stratus has been in business since 1984, so we've had a pretty good run.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and nobody ever rests on their laurels in the boat business, and Stratus has been one of those companies that hasn't as well. And, you know, you've been incorporated into the Genmar family, which means that the 16 or 17 boat lines that Irwin Jacobs owns, you're part of that with Champion down in Tennessee. And, you know, I guess the first question that comes to mind for me is, how does the Genmar relationship and what you build at Stratus, how does that play out?
Well, being owned by a big company can have its advantages and disadvantages as well. But I'll have to say that being owned by Genmar, the good far outweighs the bad. You know, buying power is the first thing that comes to mind. You know, the raw materials, and obviously in the last few months, raw materials for everyone has went up considerably, and that squeezes your margins. But buying power is the first thing that comes to mind, being owned by a large company. And also, just a second, we are allowed by Genmar to pretty much control our own destiny. So it's not like we have a lot of corporate bureaucracy to deal with.
Well, you know, that part in itself, I think sometimes, you know, those of us that know Irwin well, you know, you could have maybe the wrong perception of that. You could think that maybe Irwin has got his thumb down and everything that comes out of there is a result of him. But in reality, that's not the case. And you guys build a product that fits the need of your customer, don't you?
We do, and that's our goal. And you're right, Irwin doesn't have his thumb in micromanaging everything. You know, he gives us a task to do and leaves us to do it, but he wants results, which is the same thing that you or I or anyone else in business wants. So, and that's the way it should be.
As you look at your install base, your customer base, and some of those kind of things, and in the last several years, we've seen so many innovations in the way with Stratus, you know, different boat designs, interiors laid out differently, maybe a little bit more performance-oriented boat. You know, every year something comes out new. Is that a result of listening to the customers? What exactly, you know, allows you to do that?
Well, it's a result of listening to the customers. Keeping your ear to the ground, so to speak, would be a good way of putting it. You know, and several of us in-house are users of the product. You know, I myself fish considerably. Several of us in-house do. And we've got a great designer in Alan Stinson. You know, this has probably forgotten more about hull designs than I'll ever know. And does a great job. And that allows us to, you know, we hang our hat on performance, in which, as in some of our ad campaigns that you've probably seen, we don't necessarily always refer to performance in going fast, necessarily. It could be a lot of things. It could be the way the boat fishes, the way the boat handles in rough water, the way the rod organizers and tackle organizers and seating and console, and just the list goes on and on.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, one of the reputations that I know about Stratus very well is they are a go-fast boat. They do well in rough water, and they're a dry boat. So you've got all those things going for you. It seems like most of us in bass fishing, and Gary, you're probably a little bit this way as well, we like to go fast in a bass boat, don't we?
We do like to go fast, but, you know, we're not, to be honest in saying it, we're not the fastest boat out there. There's some of your companies that build a faster boat. They're also lighter. What we do, as far as if you want to compare the you know, the top four or five bass boat companies, we're probably in the upper percentile of top end speed.
Well, you know, you look at with the myriad of different products you have all the way from very, very small boats that are fiberglass boats, all the way up to Performance 201, some of those kind of boats, and you've got kind of a niche where you are trying to hit the consumer where they may be at the time. So you've got the guy that may be just starting out, but you've also got the pro angler.
Well, we do, and we try to do that. It's not necessarily by accident, but the 275 and the 285 is our 17 and 18 foot boats, 115 and 150 horsepower rated boats, respectively. And those size boats are traditionally more your entry level, the guy that's maybe coming out of an aluminum boat or just getting into bass fishing. And from there, he can work his way on up. We just come out with a new model called a 294, which is a 19.5-foot, 200-rated boat. And we've got that boat value priced for the guy that wants to take the next step. Then above that, we have our 20 and 21-foot top-of-the-line models in the 201 and 200.
You know, Gary, it's funny because you mentioned something I think is very important, is most guys, they will start in aluminum and then move up, and they're looking for the big bang in a price point that they can afford. And I think Stratus has hit that mark very well.
Well, we have, and we're able to, in cases, compete with the aluminum boat, especially in our new series, the Excursion series. We have a 17, 18 foot excursion series, which is a fiberglass walleye type boat, which is what we call the excursion series. But that boat has done really well in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan areas. North Dakota, South Dakota is coming on pretty strong. So we're real excited about that. And we are able to compete with some of the aluminum boats.
Well, you know, you look at what you build in the way of boats, and then you also have a very extensive pro staff. You know, Larry Nixon, Dan Moorhead, a lot of those guys that are out there running your product, and they really are your endorsees, aren't they? They're the people that go out there and talk about what they like about your boats to the public as well.
Well, they do, and to have a guy like Larry, just to comment on that from a personal level just a second. You know, when I was in my teens, bought my first Bassmaster magazine at 14 years old, and I had a couple, three heroes that I had their pictures on my bedroom wall. And one of them was Larry Nixon. Another one was Ricky Klun. So to now be with the company that actually sponsors Larry Nixon is that's pretty special to me.
Well, he's definitely, you know, one of the premier legends of our sport and still out there doing very, very well. And you know, you look at what he brings to the table. You know, he brings a lot of savvy, a lot of moxie. He's been around the industry a long time, but he also knows bass boats pretty well.
He does. He knows bass boats very well. And, you know, as important to me, all the things you mentioned he is, of course, but as important to me is the type of person he is. A very credible person, and I'm sure you know that, and those who have met him will realize a very sincere, and it's just a genuinely good guy, you know. And when you try to market around personalities, you know, you sometimes are worried about, well, what's, you know, is this personality going to embarrass me in some way? And I guess one of the biggest examples of that would be the O.J. Simpson in the Hertz situation that happened some years ago. But with a guy like Larry, you don't have to worry about any of that.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, he's very approachable, and he's one of those guys that you're proud to have on your staff. Now, how do you utilize your pro staff? I mean, what are some of the things that you have to have out of your pro staff to have those guys with you?
Well, obviously, we want them to conduct themselves in a professional manner. You know, and wear the brand and be the brand and give us feedback, honest feedback. We don't want them to come in here once every two or three months and say we're doing great and we're doing wonderful. And if that's not the case, you know, if we have an issue we need to address, then they need to tell us. You know, we want honest, sincere feedback. And these guys give it to us. And then also, you know, we like them to do well in tournaments because in effect that gets us, and you know, and some publicity for us.
Well, as we conclude here, what's coming up in the way of 2006 promotions, and what exactly have you got going on for 2006 that customers might want to know about?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is December 1, we've got a great promotion coming out, a cash back promotion for our 275 and 285 models, $800 cash back on a 275 and $1,200 cash back on a 285. So the guy that wants to get into the sport and perhaps get a jump on get his boat a little bit before the boat show season can take advantage of that. And like I say, it starts on December 1. The ads will be coming out in the publications in the next week or 10 days here.
Well, Gary, we sincerely appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and keep us tuned in on what's going on down there. I know lots of new happenings in our sport, and it's really good to get an opportunity to talk to you one-on-one here at Bass Fan Radio.
Terry, we appreciate you very much. We love what you're doing for the sport of bass fishing. That is important to us in the bass boat industry, all of us. And like I've said before, and somewhat I get some chuckles at times, but if there's no bass, there's no need for a bass. Or if there's no bass fishing, there's no need. You know, I won't have a job here. So you all do a great job promoting the sport. We appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.